Tell him it was him. Oh, I wish I could tell him. Oh, I wish I could have told him. I looked at the Rubens and Rembrandts. He told me he liked Turner. Never have I turned since then. No, never have I turned to any other man.
Hello, gentle audience. Welcome once again to Yeast Radio, right here on the internet. I am very excited to be over-modulating. No, let me fix that. Oh, I'm so freaked out today, goddammit. I'm freaked out. I'm so freaked out that I have to play illegal music by Rufy. But Rufy wouldn't mind because he's on my Friendster. And you know what else? A certain someone who currently dates my newscaster had intimate relations, so I'm sure he wouldn't bother pursuing me, for I might kiss and tell. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, about part of that anyway. Anyway, gentle audience, you want to know why I'm freaked out? Well, many reasons. I'm sure I'll get to them, but I have a feeling I'm going to get very upset. Some are good. Well, actually, one is good, and the other two are bad. Of course, we're talking about the confirmation hearing of that goddamn asshole Gonzalez. Another goddamn Bush patsy. Another goddamn asshole brought in by the fucking Nazi Bush. to strip away even more of our goddamn civil rights than Ashcroft took. Another fucking asshole whose first job it was in the judicial cunt face building was to cover up some goddamn statues because he's a fucking Pentecostal minister who dances around speaking in tongues, shoving snakes up his asshole. That's fucking bullshit. I am so sick of this goddamn piece of shit president with a fucking IQ of 80 who's running a goddamn country, defeating the purpose of the entire educational system. It's fucking bullshit. Taking away more health care, more rights. We can't even broadcast on the internet. If you hadn't noticed, any fucking right, left wing, you either have to broadcast on cable or satellite radio because you're not allowed on the public airwaves now because the fucking Republicans have taken it over. You can call me an extremist. You can call me a Weinstein with an H. I don't give a flying fuck. But it's fucking driving me crazy. Today, when they fucking approved the goddamn Bush bullshit, whatever they call it, evangelical re-certification of a bullshit election, which they did today, two senators stood up and protested, and this hasn't happened in decades, where anybody protested a confirmation of this fucking electoral college crap. But they did, saying that there were some serious questions in the Ohio election. Surprise! Diebold doesn't have any audit trail. Surprise! And, you know, I have to be honest. In this matter, I've been trying to look the other way because I can't handle the idea of what's going on. And I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I always feel like people that are paranoid schizophrenic without the LSD. So I've been afraid, but now I'm starting to look at it because I do know a thing or two about databases. And there's actually some places, I believe if you go to blackboxvoting.com, may not be the exact website, but I believe it's blackboxvoting.com. Thank you, Mr. Nick Zed, a very famous underground filmmaker, for giving me that link. And somebody who I've been quite proud to work with. You know, Nick Zed founded the Cinema for Transgression. What I suggest is, before reading any of, watching his movies, read his book, which is called, what the fuck's it called? You can get it on Amazon. His name is Zed, Z-E-D-D. I'll get it. I got the goddamn lavalier fucking microphone on, so I can go get it in my goddamn bedroom. Oh, I remember. Totem of the Depraved. Totem of the Depraved by Nick Zed. So read this book. I'm not going to give you a goddamn Amazon ID. I don't know how to fucking do that. I can't even give you a goddamn Google ads because Google said I'm too fucking profane. Well, fuck Google and that goddamn Sergey Big Nose, whatever his goddamn name is. He's too good for Madge. He's too good for me, is he? Well, fuck him. He is cute, though. Anyway, I'm a lesbian. What do I care how cute he is? And what else? We haven't even talked about the confirmation hearings of Gonzalez. Oh, but that... I got so much in my head. Gentle audience, I'm so angry. I'm so happy, angry, nervous, discontent at the same goddamn time. Oh, and I don't have any KY for my dildo. Because right now I'd shove it up my cunt thinking about a Horatio Gonzalez and how he's going to do that to the fucking country, but he's not going to use any lube because it's already lubed up and red and bloody. And that asshole is yours and you don't even fucking know it because you're too busy watching goddamn reruns of Seinfeld. Stupid fucking Americans. Because you know what? You know how selfish you are? You're not only giving away your own rights, you're giving away the rights of your goddamn children. You know, the ones you protect by going to church and sucking Jesus' dick for. That's right. They're just words. But you know what? Over in Iraq, those are real people that we're killing. Real people, not fucking words. So get over the fact that I say dick and cunt and pussy. Because we're killing people. We and you people are and everyone here. Everyone, even the ones who didn't vote for that asshole, still are responsible because we pay the goddamn taxes, which means we have to do something about it. And I'm hopeless. Believe me, I'm hopeless, and I've said that. I truly don't have hope, but at the same time, I want to. I want to have hope because I don't want blood on my hands. Any more blood on my hands. You know, my relatives all died except for one who survived. One. The rest of them were killed by Hitler. And I had to watch my mother show me all the pictures of the relatives, the aunts and uncles I never knew. And she'd say, that was my sister, Hitler got her. That was my brother, Hitler got him. That was my father, Hitler got him. That was my uncle, Hitler got him. And this is not bullshit. This is the honest to God truth. And I've still got the pictures. So that's what happens. That's what fucking happens when you invite psychos to rule your country. For bullshit reasons, because they have this nebulous thing called faith, which is a bunch of crack of shit. And if you can learn how to read a book, maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, you hear people talking about the liberal media, the right-wing media. Well, it's very simple. I can explain it to you very clearly. The right-wing media is television, and the left-wing media is print. There are obviously several exceptions to that. I'm talking in generalities. Why? Because the people on the right are too intellectually lazy to read and learn the facts. They would rather be preached to, learn how to parrot talking points, while the other people would rather gather their facts. I am so goddamn angry, but that's not even why I'm nervous and discontent. Not the only reason. Oh, I'm freaked out today, goddammit. I feel like that goddamn Howard Beale, and I'm going to have a heart attack, and somebody's going to win an Academy Award while I'm dead, goddammit. Oh, what have you done, Americans, by voting this guy for a second term? Do you understand what you've done? Do you understand what you've done? And if you don't know, you'd better think about it. Oh, fuck this. I pay my goddamn taxes, and I work hard. You know what? I work fucking hard. I pay my taxes, I pay my assessments, I pay the goddamn fat ho-ho eating CTA bus drivers to slam on the brakes just as I'm getting off the bus. I put up with all this fucking shit in this country, and I don't even get goddamn health insurance in return. I work my ass off, and I have to pay goddamn $40 a month just to get a prescription drug plan that requires that I order my medications through the mail 21 days in advance. And this is the good plan. And they're never on time. They're always late. And these are antidepressants, and you don't want to see Madge Weinstein without her goddamn antidepressants. You don't want to see it. And like the gentle reader said in his comment, which you can see on my website, Memonator.com, and I think it was yesterday. Oh, shut up, whatever. You know, read the shit if you want to. Comment on it if you want to. You can even spout back your opinion, and I won't erase it. I don't give a fuck. Call me a cunt. Tell me Jesus needs to save me. I don't give a fuck. But don't just sit there. Have a goddamn opinion and make it based on facts and knowledge that you thought about with your fucking brain. Don't rely on somebody else's bullshit talking points. If you want to be a goddamn Republican and vote for Nazis, then you'd better be fucking rich. You'd better be a goddamn millionaire. Or else you're a fucking idiot. And you're a patsy because you're getting screwed. Or you're Clarence Thomas. I'm freaking out. So I didn't even know the goddamn confirmation hearing for Gonzalez, whatever his fucking name is, Speedy Gonzalez, was today. But I turned on the NPR because Howard Stern was on a commercial. And it's the confirmation hearing. And it, for like the first half hour, it was, the great senator, you're so great, I love you. Suck my dick, I got southern accent. Why do all fucking senators have goddamn southern accents? What the fuck is that? In fact, it seems like anymore everybody in America has a goddamn southern accent. And it's fucking sick. Where's everyone else? Is everybody from the fucking south? Or is that just the way you gotta talk? You know, once I had a goddamn acid trip. And I thought I was Jesus. And when I thought I was Jesus, I started talking like that. I started talking like this and saying, praise Jesus. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I can be a savior too. You see, it's just an act. Ladies, I can save you. I can be Jimmy Swaggart and fuck hookers too. I can be just, I can be calling you a sinner. I can do that, and I can say it with the same amount of conviction, but I'm not going to. Why? Because I'm not a goddamn hypocrite. At least not to that extent. I think everybody's a goddamn hypocrite. I mean, sure, I'll contradict myself left and right, but it's human nature to do so. Oh, God. Ugh. I fucking had it. I fucking had it. Oh. So, yeah, so no drugs. No Zoloft for Madge. And the same fucking thing happened three months ago, the last time I got this fucking mail order prescription, which my fucking employer requires that I do. And meanwhile, I could be living in a country like England where you pay only 30% of the taxes, and then I could get my drugs for free, and if I get cancer, they take care of me, and people take care of each other. But here we get screwed, and people say, oh, well, it's, you know... You don't want to live in one of those countries with socialized medicine. That's socialist. Label, label, label. And it's, oh, just go to Canada and they'll tell you how much it sucks. Oh, okay, well, we're retarded Americans. Let's go back to working our ass off and get hernias. And then we can just fall off the face of the earth and die. And nobody will have to hear us because that fucking cunt on the news doesn't want to interview people that get hernias after they worked at the post office for 500 years. Only Studs Terkel does, and he's almost dead. Oh, Studs Terkel is a wonderful man. By the way, he lives a few blocks from me. I have been to his house. My friend Usama Al-Shabi, who is a Chicago filmmaker, was very nice and had me do the videography for this beautiful website, studsterkel.org, and I shot the video that Usama directed, which is on the cover. Anyway, whatever. Enough with my goddamn plugs. But if you want to understand compassion, read Studs Terkel's books, especially Working. Anyway, oh, my cunt stinks. So does yours. So anyway, the reason I was so freaked out, I was listening to the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's show from today, where I knew I would be on this interview because he interviewed me yesterday and I figured it'd be on today. So the first thing I did is I just wanted to see if he actually decided to put this ridiculous phone conversation on his show today, so I skipped forward and I heard Madge talking on the phone in this horrible quality, and I said, oh my God, he did it. And then I said to myself, oh, I can't deal with that right now, so I drank a Red Bull sugar-free, which is probably why I'm freaking out. So, but I'm not telling you what I drink from now on, unless the sponsor gives me goddamn money. Because my, whatever. So anyway, I don't care about sponsorship, it's all crap anyway. What else? I'm going to sponsor myself. This show is brought to you by Madge Weinstein and her big, fat, pink cunt. Big, fat cunt. You can't say cunt, Madge, because our trademark is cunt. So anyway, so I was listening to this. I heard that it was me, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm on. So I have the Red Bull. Then I go back to Star, and I'm like, okay, because typically my routine on a regular day is I come home from work, I listen to the Daily Source Code, and then I do my podcast. But I couldn't listen. I was too freaked out. Because, well, I started to listen, and then he starts talking about me again after talking about some other stuff. I said, Jesus Christ, it's the third day in a row he's talking about me. I can't handle this kind of attention. Like, he's talking about me. And I'm this just schlepper who works her ass off in a record label and has to ride a goddamn bicycle to work because she can't afford a goddamn car. And then the guy who I watched with the hair on the MTV for so many years is talking about me every day and obsessing that he wants me to sit on his face. I may be exaggerating, but who gives a fuck? Anyway, it's just freaking me out. I can't explain why, but you understand, gentle audience. You understand when sometimes you just get freaked out and it's a good thing, but it freaks me out. Anyway, very happy about the attention, must say. Oh, God. So that's why I'm freaked. I just, it's like, ah. Anyway, but I will listen to the rest of the show. And What else? So Gonzalez. Oh, God. You know, I don't really, to tell you the truth, I haven't really researched the guy. I only know bits and pieces. So but Jesus Christ. I know enough about how these lawyers rationalized what happened in Abu Ghraib, and what I heard on the confirmation hearings just confirmed that. Because they said that, basically, they're just playing legal games. The fact of the matter is, I can just explain it. And I don't expect you to believe me until you read the details for yourself. Even though, if you're a Republican, I'm sure you won't. You'll just turn on Ann Coulter and suck her cunt. But it's basically like this. Gonzalez is against torture. However, and this is where it gets tricky for retarded people, for most of you, he defines torture differently. Now, if I say I'm against torture, you could say, oh, that's great. Now, if then I turn off the cameras and say, my definition of torture is an egg roll, then you know what that means? It means I'm against egg rolls. Do you understand, Mr. Goldstone? Have an egg roll, Mr. Gonzalez. Have a napkin, have a chocolate, have a chair. Take my freedoms away, Mr. Gonzalez, while I suck on Bushy's dick and paint my skin even darker because he only hires me because I'm Hispanic, Mr. Gonzalez. Oh, whatever. Anyway. Oh, God. So, where was I? So it's crap. It's crap. So anyway, oh yeah, the egg roll. So if I define torture as an egg roll, and I say I'm against torture, it means I'm against an egg roll. It's math. It's logic. It's very fucking simple. It's called a variable. Okay, are you following me? So if I say I'm against torture, and what is torture? Torture is physical torture, which is how he defines it. Then that means mental and emotional torture is okay. And that's how he defines torture. And if you don't believe me, then do some goddamn research and you'll see that. Because, oh my God, it's terrible. So you see, the kind of torture they did in Abu Ghraib was psychological torture. Because what they did is, now maybe they did other besides that, but for example, the guy standing on the box with all the pins hanging on his fingers, the electrical wires and the hood. See, what they were doing is they were saying, if you get off of this pedestal, you're going to electrocute yourself. And that, for some reason, the CIA has studied this, that is the worst form of torture, the most effective form of torture. Because for some reason, the fear of self-inflicted pain is the most profound kind of torture. Don't ask me why, I ask your goddamn psychiatrist. Anyway, it's all about definitions. Just like Bill Clinton. No, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Oh, great. What is sexual relations? Well, it's when you fuck with your dick in her pussy. Yes, he didn't. You see, just think egg roll. Anyway. Blackboxvoting.com. I need somebody to research this. I'm too emotional. I don't even trust what my emotion. I am so afraid to read that stuff, and I have not researched it. And truly, I don't know if there were election irregularities, but I have read bits and pieces and scanned things because it's too. You see, if I find out that that's true, or if I am convinced in my head that that's true based on what I've read, then my vision for this country gets even worse and even more sinister. And even I, Madge Weinstein, the queen of cynicism, can't accept that. I can't deal with the prospect of such a thing. Oy vey. So that's that. Speedy Gonzalez. And then there's the dissenters. The thing is, there is no dissent. It's one party. One party. Sound familiar? One fucking party. Sound familiar? Bin Laden trying to bankrupt us. Sound familiar? No, it probably doesn't. Well, look at what happened in the 80s to the Soviet Union. That's enough. Okay? Wikipedia it, or whatever you call it. Oh. Jesus. You know what I told my friend the other day? We were joking and saying how we get a lot of old Navy clothing, which is nice, but it's all made in China. And it's beautiful clothes. But But you see, I told my friend, I'm like, well, the next time I decide to buy a present for somebody who likes Old Navy, I'm just going to give them a Chinese baby and say, here, do it yourself. Maybe that's not funny. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Don't do. Don't do. I don't know what to do. I'm too worked up. I don't know if the Red Bull is hitting or what. I really don't. Oh, I'm just so tired. I don't know. And it's just me here. It's just me. Just me. And it's so funny, you know. It's like when I'm here talking to the gentle audience, and my subscribers, I have to be honest, have more than quadrupled since the past 2 days. And I'm not exaggerating. If anything, I'm under-exaggerating. 400% increase since Adam Curry's been freaking out about eating my cunt. Oh, God. I think I'm going to fart. Maybe I can play this for you. That was a very small fart. Oh, gosh. There's certain things I can't talk about. You know, when I do things with people close to me, I can't. But there was an incident at work today that if... Oh, I just can't talk about it because I could get in big trouble and... Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'm going to play a song right now that expresses my feelings. I just don't know what else to do, to be perfectly honest. I really... Goddamn fucking shit. That's not what I wanted to happen. Here it is, I think. Goddamn fucking shit! Oh, fuck hell. Is that the goddamn song yet? Let's see. Oh, I suck at computers. There it is.
Tired of the city.
Oh, gentle audience, that really sums it up. I don't know if there's anything else I can say. That was Tired. Gudrun is the group. Raw Voltage, I believe, is the album, but who knows. All right, I really can't say anything else except don't just parrot what I say or what anybody else is saying. Don't even say anything until you decide how to think and come to your own conclusions. Or not. Whatever. This is Madge Weinstein saying, I still need to have a good way to sign off. If anybody has suggestions, please email me. This is Madge Weinstein saying, good night and eat yourself.